This is the Boston Red Sox News Feed on CLNS. Today is Tuesday, July 2nd, 2019. This is Garrett Pampos reporting for CLNS Media, the leading online provider of audiovisual coverage for the Boston Red Sox. Can you believe it's already spring in Boston? The Red Sox season is underway, and Boston has begun its quest for another mind-blowing season to defend its World Series crown. Are you dying to feel part of the action and don't know where to start? Well, let me tell you, there's only one place to get a share in the wins with the Sox. Just grab the odds and allow the experts at BetOnline.ag to do the heavy lifting for you. Sports, live betting, virtual casino, you name it. BetOnline.ag is CLNS Media's preferred online sportsbook. If you're feeling lucky and you'd like to support our podcast, go to clnsmedia.com/SoxNews and use our promo code CLNS50 for that 50% sign-up bonus. That's CLNS50 at BetOnline.ag. Go online or use your mobile phone to sign up today and try in-game live betting where you can participate with all the action on every play. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. Well, Red Sox fans, there you have it. We're a little more than halfway through the season, and your highest paid defending World Series champs are 12 games from the top of the AL East. To be polite, as the British are, the New York Yankees gave you a bloody beating in London over the weekend. Now let me rephrase that in American terms. Boston got throttled, losing the first contest 17-13 and the second matchup 12-8. When reading those scores, it may not seem too bad. The offense did its part, technically keeping it close enough to steal a victory in either one. Marco Hernandez actually stepped up to the plate, representing the tying run at one point. But what really needs to be discussed is the dumpster fire that's known as the Red Sox bullpen. 22 out of the 29 runs that the Bronx Bombers scored came off of the relief staff in a span of 12 2/3 innings. Over the past 2 weeks, it's just as bad, with 8 blown saves and a combined ERA of 6.18, good enough for second worst in the league. Wow, just wow. We could talk about Matt Barnes, who's been atrocious, or the idea that the success of the bullpen relies on Tyler Thornburg and Ryan Brazier to be the saviors, and then all of a sudden, everything can be fixed. Come on, man, that's just sad. You're the Boston Red Sox for crying out loud. Finally, the man who calls himself the goddamn general manager of this team decided it was time to recognize the problem at hand. On the plane ride back across the Atlantic, something clicked in Dave Dombrowski's head which caused him to begin to survey the severely limited market for pitchers. San Francisco's Giant Will Smith, Pittsburgh Pirate Felipe Hernandez, and Cleveland Indian Brad Hand are all looking like juicy trade deadline targets right about now. Hold your horses, though, because multiple sources have told NESN's Tom Karen that once he returns from the injured list, Nathan Eovaldi will slide into the closer role. This move actually isn't terrible for once. Placing the fireball right-hander in the closer position would make for quicker rehab. Not to mention, he was nearly untouchable coming out of right field last postseason, racking up 9 1/3 innings where he surrendered just one total run. The question is, will he be ready to assume the responsibility, and will he have a dependable setup man by the time his return is complete? Pray that the answers to those questions are both yes. In the meantime, the Red Sox have to survive their upcoming series with the Toronto Blue Jays before a much-appreciated two-week All-Star break. Tonight, David Price is pitted against Trent Thornton. It's the second straight start that the former Vanderbilt Commodore will be on six days of rest. The good news is that it worked for Price last time, as he held the White Sox to just 2 earned runs. Thornton, on the other hand, is coming off of a rocky start, to say the least, against the Yankees, where he just lasted 3 1/3 innings. The first pitch is scheduled for 7:10. Be sure to also follow CLNS on Twitter at CLNS Media and our Red Sox account for all the latest news and updates at Red Sox CLNS. Don't forget to subscribe to the Red Sox News Feed both on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as the CLNS Media Network mobile podcast app. This has been Garrett Pampos for the Boston Red Sox News Feed.